Reduced spending by state and local governments meant the U.S. economy grew at a slower pace in the final months of 2010 than originally calculated. The Commerce Department says fourth quarter GDP expanded at an annual rate of 2.8%, not 3.2% as first estimated. The revised report also found that consumers spent less than previously thought. One place where Americans will be spending more money is at gas stations. Oil prices jumped this week after the protests in Libya had oil traders worried about future supplies. Already, AAA says New Yorkers are paying on average $3.50 a gallon. But that price of gas may not get much higher. Steve Levine is contributing editor to the Oil and the Glory blog at Foreign Policy Magazine. Speaking to WNYC's Brian Lehrer earlier today, Levine says he believes the wild market speculation surrounding Libya is over.
The market is still concerned about what comes next. Are we going to see something in Saudi Arabia, again in Bahrain? Algeria is very important. If we do, you're going to see that same kind of frenzy return.
Stocks shrugged it all off. The Dow Jones gained 62 points to close at 12,130. The S&P added 14 points, ending at 1,320. The NASDAQ gained 43 points to close at 2,781. Here in New York, some good news, bad news about the real estate market. Like the rest of the country, the housing market saw disappointing sales at the end of last year. Data compiled by NYU's Furman Center finds sales dropped nearly 33% citywide compared to 2009. Prices fell 9%. The only borough that saw some improvements was Manhattan, where prices rose from a year ago. As for commercial real estate, new construction projects in New York City jumped 15% last year. The increase came largely in the non-residential building sector, office buildings, hotels, power plants. Work at the World Trade Center, as well as the Barclays Arena at Brooklyn's Atlantic Yards and Madison Square Garden, accounted for a large share of the increase. This week, news that Wall Street bonuses for 2010 fell 9% to nearly $130,000. New York City officials continue their search for a partner to develop a top-notch science and research center, and thousands of public sector workers rallied in Trenton, New Jersey today to support Wisconsin public workers. We'll review this week's business and economic news with Greg David, director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Welcome back to the 411.
Thank you, Amy.
In response to regulatory changes, Wall Street firms are paying out less in cash bonuses, more in stock options and base salaries. What do you expect the effect will be on the city and the state?
Well, it's going to be severe on the city and state budget. You know, it's why we have such a severe state budget problem. You know, this is what we wanted. We don't want Wall Street to take big risks, right? Well, in 2007, there were $30 billion in cash bonuses and about $20 billion in profits. In the most recent year, there was $20 billion of cash bonuses on $27 billion of profits. You know, Wall Street is paying less overall as a percent of revenues. A lot of it's going in stock. That's good if we don't want them to take risks, but you can see the impact in the state budget. Wall Street accounted for 13% of state revenues in the most recent year. In 2007, 20%.
But isn't this a good thing? There's been a lot of talk that we rely too much on Wall Street. This will force the city and the state to find other ways to diversify their economies.
It's a very good thing if we can shrink the public sector to what we can afford, you know? If we lay teachers off, if we cut firemen's salaries, if we solve the pension problem, yes. But if we don't do any of that, it's not a good thing. That's what this whole fight in Albany is about.
Speaking of diversifying, city officials have been on the hunt to bring an applied science and engineering school to New York City. Where do things stand with that process?
Well, Stanford says it wants to come. It told its faculty it's going to bid on this process and wants to put a big postgraduate facility here. They've talked to Cornell. MIT's had some amount of interest. This is crucial for the diversification you just talked about. We have a budding tech sector, but we don't have engineers in New York, and Columbia and NYU just haven't provided us with a first-class engineering school. You know, everyone talks about Google and their 1,000 employees a few blocks from here. They're all ad people, you know. No, we got to get Google to have engineers here, and we need an engineering school to do it.
Quickly, the standoff in Wisconsin between the governor and public workers there over collective bargaining rights has gotten a lot of attention. Do you see this kind of fight playing out here in New York?
No. New York has 24% of its workers unionized, the highest in the country. But the private sector unions are under pressure this week. Construction companies went to workers and said, we need work rule changes or there's going to be more non-union work in New York. Hotel workers are under pressure. We'll see fights, but nothing like Wisconsin.
Greg David, Director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Thanks and have a great weekend.
Same to you.
Get the 411 as a podcast. Go to our website, wnyc.org, and leave us a comment there as well.